First Perek Megillah Mishnah Zayin, contrasting halachas of Tumah v'Tayra. Now, Ein Bein Zav HaRoi Shtei Re'iyas L'Rei Sholosh. A Zav is a man with a certain type of discharge. It's Metamahim. If he sees it twice, he has one halacha. He sees it a third time, he has another halacha. What's the difference? Elo Kolban. We're saying that they have the same din. What do they have the same din? That whether they say two times or they say three times, they have the full-fledged Tumah. That if they sit on something, it becomes an avatoma, mishkef, a moishav, and he has to count 7 days of a nikiyim before he could go to the mikveh. The only difference is, he saw two times, he's potter from a kohen. He saw three times, he's going to have to bring a kohen when he's matar himself. Ein bein mitzara muzgel and mitzara muchlet. A person who has tzaras, so he sees a white stain on his clothing, on his arm, that's an example on the clothing, it has to be other colors. Green or red, but let's see, on his arm, he sees a white stain on his arm, and he shows it to the kohen. If the kohen sees that it's the right color and the right size, he sends him out of the machana and closes him up for a week. And after a week, he comes back to check him again. If when he comes back after a week and there's certain simone tuma, for example, it has two white hairs or got larger, then he's considered muchlot. So there's no halachic difference between the mitzayra who is muzgar, who was put away for a week without yet having the simen tuma, or a mitzayra muchlat at the end of the week or the end of the second week, the kohen came back and he saw a simen tuma. They both are tummy, they both have to be chutz l'machne. What's the difference? Ela primo, that if he's a muchlat, then he has to let his hair grow and he has to rip his garments like an ovel. That's the difference between them. But as far as the hilchas tuma and going chutz l'machne, they both have to go. If he eventually became tar, that either he never got the simen tuma, and after a certain period of time, each nega has different halachas, that we say he's tar, or disappeared. So there's no difference whether he became tar after he was closed up for a week and did not yet have the simen tuma, or he was tar after he did have the simen tuma, el tiglachas v'tziporim, that the glachas is certain halachas have you shave off all the hair of the mitzayir, and then you bring a korban with up to poyim, and afterwards you bring a korban oshem and shemen. These korbanos are brought only after a person was muchlat and became tar, but not after he was muzgar and became tar.